All right, we're talking to the U.S. Army Major and former head of the Pentagon's Uranium Project, Dr. Doug Rocky, Captain Joyce Riley, also on the forefront of this fight for many years, joining us. Bunch of phone calls here to get to. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Ohio. Bill, go ahead. You're on the air.
How are you doing? Listen, I just wanted to ask a question from your guest. He said something about this stuff going into products that are being sold commercially. It kind of is worrisome. Are you suggesting that if I go out to a building supply store and pick up one of these 30-pound bags of the gray powder mix, mix it up with some sand and some water and make a stone for the patio or for the walk, that I can put a Geiger counter next to that after it hardens and it's going to kick the needles?
If you purchase the product called DU-Crete, yes, it will.
Just that one?
Yeah, that's the product, and I'm not sure what else they're putting into it. That is the one product that we absolutely got confirmed.
Now, think about how off the charts. What else is the government allowing? And
golf
you're telling
club.
Me, is DU-Crete in a powder form?
Yeah, it's like buying Sacrete.
That is insane, because that's what makes it so deadly. If there's just a block of it, you're going to get some of it. But isn't it, Doctor, what's deadly is the aerosolizing of it?
Yeah, it's the aerosolizing of the dust and all the other particulates, the whole mixture that gets into the lungs and fine particulates.
And so they put it out as a product in a dust form. Oh, that's even better. I mean, this is so rich.
Well, on top of that, you know, we've got all of the destroyed and, you know, contaminated equipment that's been, you know, collected and recycled. So we absolutely got DU-contaminated metal coming back in car bumpers. We even had it show up in U.S. Navy cooking pots. U.S. Navy called and said, we got some, we measured, and I called, get rid of the cooking pot. You can't serve the food in that.
But folks, this is on purpose. Who's the enemy? The Patriots are. Go ahead and finish up, Bill.
Well, that's all. I could hardly believe my ears when I heard him saying that.
Well, you're listening to the guy who wrote the book for the Pentagon. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Let's talk to Rusty in Texas. Rusty, you're in the Twilight Zone. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex. You've talked to me before, and Joyce knows me. I'm a sick Gulf War vet.
Yes.
And I talked to y'all that day that you had Oliver North on your show.
Yeah, when he was giggling about
right.
all this.
And I sent you and Joyce both them pictures. Did y'all get those?
Yes, I did.
Okay, if you notice the picture that I took, a picture of the dirt on the back of the bus. The reason I did that is because the dirt was a different color, the sand, and it looked different. And as you can tell, the tire tracks on the bus, that's the reason I took pictures of that.
Okay, for those that don't know, explain what you're saying.
Okay, I was on the USS LaSalle AGF-3, and it was immediately following the war. And we went in to help do some cleanup and to help rebuild some schools and everything. And I was taken out to Death Mile, and we went through the tanks, climbed all over the tanks. There was exploded, unexploded ammunition all over the ground, not including all of the destruction that happened there.
You should have never been in that thing without respiratory and skin protection. Even then, it wouldn't protect you.
Right. And now,
I've seen the photos all over the news of troops climbing around with the dead bodies.
Yeah, kind of like y'all come, you hear, and a lot of those guys are sick and dead. Terry Reardon out of Canada. They got other ones that are sick and dead. We did a 60 Minutes back on December 26th of 99, where individuals are tours of us. They're sick. Absolutely confirmed hot.
So they didn't tell you to put on gear, Rusty. They just said, come on out.
They just said, come on out. And they loaded us up in them buses, and off we went. And if you were to type in USS LaSalle AGF-3 in your search engine on the Internet, it'll take you, and it'll show you some newspaper clippings of some people that I was with on the bus that were actually had their pictures taken in the newspaper sitting inside of the blown-up tanks.
Have you ever received the depleted uranium medical care and test radio bioassay for exposure?
No, sir, not that I know of.
You need to call the United States Department of Veteran Affairs and demand it, because you were at the highway of death, and don't take no for an answer.
Right.
All
and
right. Rusty, I appreciate the call. And, you know, we get call after call like that, Joyce.
Yes, yes. And they are so in need of assistance and help. And I just hope that this is waking people up to the real significance of this problem.
They can learn more about it at thepowerhour.com. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
From my experience with Gulf War disability, the civil courts have failed. The VA court and Social Security courts are a fraud. And civilian doctors and insurance companies refuse treatment. Congress has so far refused to impeach the executive branch. They censor their own reports from the public and refuse to budget for medical cures. Now, the federal government and its contractors are obviously criminal perpetrators of dozens of different felonies like fraud, assault, and murder of American military and civilians. My question is, do you know of any citizens or prosecutors who are now preparing criminal charges in federal or state courts?
Okay, great questions. Thanks, John. We'll come back another 10, 15 minutes with our guest. We'll take some more calls at 800-259-9231. For others that want to talk about other issues, we'll get to you later. 1-800-259-9231. Got Paul Watson coming up with the News Blitz as well. Don't want to miss this show. All right, we'll take a couple more calls for our guest here in a few minutes at 800-259-9231. But to answer that question, Dr. Rocky and Joyce Riley, there should be criminal charges for all of this. Who would be the parties who should be indicted for this mass assault with a weapon of mass destruction? Who should be indicted, in your educated opinion, both of you?
The international tribunals have been conducted. You can go to our website, www.traprockpeace.org.
Oh, I should have plugged that earlier. Give that website out again.
www.traprockpeace.org, and you can read the results of the international tribunals. The other one you can go to is the www.unobserver.org, and you can pull it up there.
But again, they're just rubber stamps of the same global system. What are they saying?
Well, no, not the UN Observer. They're yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs, like the United States Subcommittee on Human Rights and the work of Karen Parker, that have said this is totally illegal and there has to be liability.
What did Congress say in the hearings last week?
Well, in the hearings last week, Secretary of Defense Winkenwerder confirmed, number one, that the casualty count, those medically evacuated out of Iraq as of last Tuesday morning, there were 18,004 of America's sons and daughters casualties that have been evacuated out of Iraq. That does not count the over 630 or 40 that have been killed in theater, hundreds that have died once they got home, and hundreds upon hundreds, if not thousands, that got sick and injured and stayed in theater and were not deployed, what we call first and second echelon medical care.
So who was culpable? Who knew about this and made the order, made the decision? When you read that memorandum from out in Los Alamos, where they were saying, it doesn't matter if it's bad, let's go ahead and use it. But who is guilty?
Well, we go through multiple generations, you know, multiple administrations. But right now, President George W. Bush, Secretary of State Dick Cheney. By the way, in 1992, I was ordered and directed by the U.S. Army on directive of Madeleine Albright to do the cleanup plan for Halliburton and Brown & Root, Dick Cheney's company. And everybody knows they got it, and they've been, you know, whatever they've been doing, ripping everybody off.
So they even get the contracts to do it and then don't do it.
Absolutely correct. And then we got Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. We got Secretary of State Powell. We just go on down, and right now the individual that's basically supposed to have responsibility for ensuring medical care is provided for our troops, that's Dr. Michael Kilpatrick and Dr. Winkenwerder. They've confirmed that they didn't give the pre-deployment or post-deployment physicals. They have confirmed that troops were sent to Iraq that were not qualified, and they have died over there and been brought back worse and worse medical shape.
And who blocked showing the video that's been out since 95 that was made by the Army for the troops?
Well, that basically it's stopped by the Secretary of Defense, where they want to ensure that uranium munitions are always used per the Los Alamos memo without any liability.
So by showing that video that was produced by people like yourself doing the right thing, by showing that, they would show culpability and prior knowledge.
Absolutely. But one of the most astonishing things is, back on March 30th of 1998, one of our nation's foremost journalists sent a letter to Jim Stube, the United States Army Public Affairs, and asked multiple questions. One question, this is astonishing because it reveals everything. Quote, Army Regulation 40-5 says, all actual or alleged overexposure to ionizing radiation will be investigated and reported under Army Regulation 40-14 and Army Regulation 385-40. How many such incidents were investigated and reported during the Gulf War and after? The direct response from the U.S. Army's foremost Army Radiation Safety Officer at that time said, quote, overexposure is not applicable to the deployed Army.
So magically it just doesn't count. It's like you're invisible.
It doesn't count because of the fact we're going to war. And what happens to our sons and daughters is what everybody has been saying and what Dave's Joyce's other half song says. You're totally expendable. You're abandoned.
So it's horrible when four civilian mercs get hung up dead, and it is horrible.
Yeah, but you understand, those were mercenaries.
Yeah, but it's wonderful when our troops get sick. It's just a good thing.
You know, let me just add, Alex, I think this is why they're building the walls around Washington right now, is the American public is now coming to grips with just how serious this is. And if we can keep Dr. Rocky going around this country and telling the truth and on the radio, then we're going to be able to really infuriate a lot of people. So they've got to now start protecting the government so that we cannot get to them.
They're turning everything into an armored compound.
That's right. That's right. For this reason, I believe, because people are not going to accept this when they understand the full weight of it.
Well, I mean, how did they knowingly use all these dirty bombs? You know, millions of dirty bombs, that's what it is, all over the globe, and just right out in plain view. I mean, it's psychotic.
Yes, it is. It's a crime against God, it's a crime against humanity, and they must be held accountable.
Before we go to some more calls, what type of health effects have you had, Doctor?
Well, this ain't about me, but I got sick within 24 hours of rash in the respiratory, cataracts, kidney problems, neurological problems. I mean, it's just deteriorated on down. I mean, when I was in for medical care at the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs last Thursday is when I came across, as I mentioned early, totally confirming that only 262 individuals have ever received the DU assessment.
And within months, your teammates started getting nasal cancers, you name it.
Yeah, the first nasal pharyngeal cancer happened in one of our team members within 9 months, and the first lung cancers and death were in a couple of years.
So it just sits there, literally mutating the cells.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not just the U.S. troops. We have to look at all the women and children of Iraq, of Vieques, Puerto Rico, of Okinawa, of Indiana. And what's really astonishing, you can absolutely verify this because it was on the AP Wire story. Our nation was born on the 18th of April in 1775 at Concord, Massachusetts, correct?
Yes.
That city, Concord, Massachusetts, has devastating cancers and health effects from the manufacturing of uranium munitions at the StarMet plant.
Now let's talk about that, because it's not just the plants, it's also proving grounds where they test this, where you've tested this stuff, and I've read the reports where there's streams, open water. I mean, they're just doing this right out in the open.
Yeah, over here in Jefferson Proving Ground in Indiana, the U.S. Army shot the place up. The health effects are all around. A year ago, the U.S. Army went to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and point-blank asked for an exemption from cleaning it up because it's so contaminated and so dangerous to go in there. Well, they can't clean up Jefferson Proving Ground in Indiana where the health effects are all around or all these other locations, but yet they take tons and tons in Afghanistan, Iraq, the Balkans, Vieques, Puerto Rico, and they ignore the health and environmental effects, refuse to clean it up, refuse to provide medical care.
Let's take three final calls, and I'm obviously going to have you back on, Doctor, and have Joyce on to go over her research on this. But David in South Carolina. Go ahead, David.
Thank you very much, Alex. I've got a question for Dr. Rocky. An Admiral Vishnu Bhagwat, former Chief of Staff, Naval Staff India, posted a position paper on February 29th and it's entitled Silent WMDs Effective Depleted Uranium. Have you seen that position paper, Dr. Rocky?
Yes, I have seen the position paper. He had asked for some of our primary research and everything that we were able to provide him. And from his total knowledge as a senior admiral specializing in nuclear weapons, he posted his paper as a result of a world conference that was held in India. I did
and
not
also,
participate,
right,
but I know people that did.
We also have the New York Daily News with its own study with scientists. They tested the troops. They do indeed have radiation poisoning.
Right. Now, my question is, is whether you agree with his assessment that the radiation levels that we spread around Iraq is equal to 250,000 Nagasaki-type bombs.
We have to look at...
I thought he said 250.
You know, again, that's a real good... You know, the question is, you have to look at, do I have the internalized exposure or the external exposure? With all the radioactive materials, when we're looking at, probably upwards of 1,000 tons now over that whole area, you know, when you translate to the inside, you got serious problems. Now, I don't know exactly on that stuff, Okay?
Yeah.
But you got, it comes down to the fundamental question. What right does anybody have to take tons and tons of solid radioactive waste that can be inhaled, ingested, and absorbed that does give off serious radiation once it's in the body or contact with the body?
Now, Doctor, I'm going from memory, but I believe CBS reported last year that it is a 500 million year half-life.
Well, it's four and a half billion years. But what you have is
the half-life is 500 million, right?
Yeah, the actual uranium, the piece of uranium, the DU, emits beta and gamma 300 millirems per hour within 4 to 6 inches. Now, if you have that inside of your body, it doesn't matter how big or small it is, the same radiation. You're 300 millirems per hour. It doesn't take a whole lot of hours to get to a high level.
Well, I saw one scientist liken it to living inside an X-ray machine.
That's exactly, probably pretty accurate. And then the alpha particles are we're looking at 10,000 counts per minute. And what happens, this is even confirmed by the United States Army's own researcher, but it's been presented, what you do when you hit one cell, you damage all the other cells around you. And that's the reason why we understand this. You have to understand the intercellular voltage, how a cell operates, is at 10 electron volts.
It's electrochemical.
Correct. It's 10 electron volts. One single alpha particle from DU is at 4.5 million electron volts.
So it's short circuits.
It's like sticking your finger in a super outlet and just getting zapped while you're standing in a puddle of water.
Well, this admiral also said that just one speck of DU contaminated dust ingested will cause, will give you, permanent disease, permanent disability.
That's absolutely correct. If you go to the work that was done at Oak Ridge National Labs and look at the lung cross sections from the inhalation of one particle, you see the hot particle work. That's absolutely there.
Okay, I got to let you go. Thanks for the call, David. Real quick, Brock in Canada. Brock, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask what is the purpose of contaminating the troops like this? I mean, they come home, they'll contaminate their families and anyone that comes into contact with them. What are these psychotic bleepity bleeps trying to pull by damaging the troops, exposing them to this garbage?
That's a good way to put it. Psychotic bleepity bleeps. How do we know the psychotic bleepity bleeps?
They don't care. The purpose is to kill and destroy, and they totally disregard the health and environmental effects.
Well, if it's so good and they're selling it at major stores, how about we have public officials then wallow and snort the DU crete?
Well, that's not a bad idea.
And they also are making golf clubs out of this now, too. So I think people need to be aware of that. And every time you chip off that club, you may very well be breathing it.
Well, what's the purpose? And our troops are to go over and...
Why did Bill Clinton knowingly for 8 years after it was illegal ship millions of dollars of blood out of the prisons all over the planet knowing it had HIV and hepatitis? Why did they do it? Because they're demonic filth brains.
That comes up to an extremely important point. With over 250,000 Gulf War I veterans sick, now over 20,000 Gulf War II veterans sick, we need to ensure that our blood supply in our nation is not derived from that 260 or 70,000, 300,000 military veterans that were exposed to all these immunizations.
And the troops are the people that like to sacrifice. They're the ones out giving the blood.
Yeah, well, guess what? There's no way in heck I'd ever take any blood from myself or any of us that have been exposed to this stuff, because you're asking for a nightmare.
That's right.
Oh, that's a whole other issue we just came... Oh, my goodness. Thanks for the call, Brock. Last caller. Who's next in line there? Lou in Colorado. Last caller for our guest, and we got Paul Watson coming up. Go ahead, Lou.
How you doing? I got a question for the doctor. I was in Germany in the early 80s, a combat engineer. And our higher-ups would encourage us to go in the gas chamber without our masks on for a half a day off in the field.
Mm.
And I look back at it, and I feel that we were kind of an experiment. And
well,
I'm
they admit
sure.
they've done thousands of tests. Go ahead.
And I'm just not sure.
The New York Daily News reported a few days ago that CPS grabs kids and tests stuff on them in New York. So, don't think they won't do it to full-grown adults. Doctor, any comments?
Well, it's absolutely correct, and that's wrong, because it's been known with those exposures to the CS and everything else that it would cause respiratory and eye problems. That's absolutely confirmed in medical literature.
Geneva Convention for using its foreign enemies.
Well, you have to understand, the United States Department of Defense and multiple presidents did and continually implement Project SHAD, Project Shanda's deliberate use of chemical and biological munitions against U.S. citizens throughout the United States and Canada. It's an ongoing thing. It's happened before. The Department of Defense, the same guy involved in covering up the depleted uranium, was involved in covering up Project Shad. The U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs has filed a lawsuit against the Department of Defense saying, you have to tell us all the chemical and biological you used on the civilians and the military personnel so we could treat them. The same guy involved in cover-up is saying, I'm not going to tell you what we did.
All right, we got to leave it there. Lou, go ahead.
Is it safe to say that they're basically using the people that serve our country and defend our country as guinea pigs for their own experiments and knowledge?
I got a T-shirt from the U.S. Army that says that.
The Project Shad has admitted they've sprayed major states, major cities. They'd have troops sit out on a boat and fly over and spray anthrax on them or sarin and then give them the supposed antidotes and watch them flop around. I mean, this is what they think of you. In one case, the BBC reported in 85, one of the last supposed Shad tests, before it got reclassified, they had a bunch of U.S. and British troops stand out in the field, flew over and sprayed them, and some died that day. I mean, they just bug spray us like we're cockroaches.
And now, let me just give a couple of predictions here. I think you're going to see more pandemonium breaking out in the Middle East as well as here at home. And number two...
Well, top generals are saying that it's going to be civil war. I'm sorry, Joyce.
Yeah, and they're going to start trying to get rid of these people and downsize the military very fast because they don't want these sick people in the military. So I think you're going to start seeing that very soon.
Yeah, Joyce, anything else you want? I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, I just want to say thank you very much. And GulfWarVets.com website, along with TrapRockPeace.org, ought to get everybody the kind of information they need. And thank you very much again, Dr. Rocky.
Alex? Doctor, any closing comments?
Yes, I'd like to have every mother, father, son, daughter, husband, wife, aunt, uncle, grandparent call the President of the United States.
Oh, we meant to do that.
And demand accountability and that their troops are taken care of. The citizens of the world are taken care of. They clean up all this contamination, and they cease the use of uranium munitions immediately.
Joyce, do you have the numbers of the White House in front of you?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
I said I'd bring those, and of course I didn't. In the next hour, we'll get those and give those out. But
call your congressman. Call your senator. I mean, and the other thing, too, is we got to give kudos to the New York Daily Times today for taking medical care for the New York troops that were affected, that were denied medical care by the United States Department of Defense. My hat,
absolutely,
as a warrior, goes off to the leaders of the New York Daily News. God bless that paper.
Well, Dr. Rocky, I mean, you served for 36 years for the U.S. military. You did a great job. You were their head guy. And there's a lot of other good people like you in there. I mean, what are they saying when you talk to them that are still in?
Well, too many of them can't talk to us anymore because, like us, they'll never work again. Like me, I haven't worked for years. You can't get a job. Even though they care, they'll help from within side, but they can't do anything long. Because as you see right now, it's all over the news. Anybody that speaks up, whether it was Paul O'Neill, Richard Clark, Denise Nichols, Ossoff Durakovich, Andres Carnegie Bob, Joyce Riley, anybody that speaks up, you become under immediate attack from the individuals in the White House and the Pentagon, and your life is destroyed.
But how do these guys who were attacking in the Pentagon live with themselves? They're murderers of their own citizens.
They don't care.
I hear you. Dr. Rocky, Joyce Riley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
Great job. We'll have you both back on. We'll come back with Paul Joseph Watson, a bunch of other news, and your calls. Stay with us.